Hello, this is Pastor Bruce of the First Baptist Church of Kane. Devotions today out of Psalm 23. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What a great passage of scripture that is. And when we think about the Psalm of David, And think about these green pastures. What are these green pastures that he's talking about? Well, it's the scriptures of truth. Always fresh, always rich, never exhaustive. There's no fear of bare ground, really, where the grass is long enough for the flock to lie down in it. And sweet and full are the doctrines of the scripture and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The food is fit for the souls of man, as tender grass is natural nutrients for sheep. So when you think about the green grass, it's about the Word of God, how it's living and active. The green pastures, it's a place of nourishment, it's a place of encouragement, a place of growth, when you think about that. And we get that spiritual growth from reading God's Word. And also when it talks about he leads me beside still waters, what is that? What are those still waters that he's talking about? David writes about the calmness of how God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, calms us and really comes to the restoration of our souls. The world influences in different ways than what the Spirit of God does, right? And so when you think about the still waters, the Holy Spirit of God, that blessed Holy Spirit and the graces that are there, the Spirit attends us in various operations like the waters in the plural sense, to cleanse and to refresh and to fertilize and to cherish. These are the still waters of the Holy Spirit that loves peace and sounds no trumpet of emergencies or anything like that. And the peaceful streams of holy love is what the Spirit of God is doing in and through us. We get that peace from the Prince of Peace, and that is Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed day today as you think about the still waters and the grace of God in these and the pastures of nourishment through His Word. May you have a blessed day remembering these truths, and may you contemplate those things that God has blessed us with so much. Lord bless you this day, praying for each and every one of you. In Jesus' name.